I mean, it is still, in a sense, relatively new because we only resumed defence relations at the start of 2015. But a six-month deployment is longer than usual, and I think there are going to be Fijian personnel on board as well. So it represents, I think, a deepening of the relationship, but it doesn't basically mean that we've not done this sort of thing before.
Do you think this move demonstrates Fiji's inability to patrol its own waters? I mean, we know that there's a Navy vessel that remains run aground off of Suva.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is this an indication of the increasing presence of so-called blue boats and illegal fishermen?
I mean, I think like most Pacific countries, Fiji does find that patrolling its maritime estate is a challenge. And a country like New Zealand will have capabilities and systems on board that probably Fiji doesn't have. It's a good training, you know, it's a good sort of cooperation possibility. There is increased concern about external fisheries, obviously external illegal fisheries. I'm not sure that the Vietnamese blue boats have got to Fiji, but they seem to be active elsewhere. And there are concerns about other illegal fishers in the Fiji area. And I think also it's a chance to consolidate the relationship. So I don't think it's any one single thing. I think it's a convergence of factors.
How significant of a step would you say this is in terms of New Zealand's more active approach to trying to normalise relations with Fiji and maybe get things back to as they were before 2006?
I think it's a continuation of a trend where Fiji has been brought back into the fold as an active defence partner for countries like New Zealand and Australia. So Fiji's participation in the Pacific Islands Defence Ministers meeting in Auckland is a significant part of that, and Fiji will host the next meeting apparently in 2019. New Zealand and Fiji have had resumed military contact or cooperation since soon after the Fiji elections in 2014, and so there've been elements of cooperation since early 2015. Last year, New Zealand contributed extensively with Australia to the response to Cyclone Winston, and that included, you know, significant parts of New Zealand's Navy and Air Force and Army. So I think it's a continuation of a trend, but a trend that I think has been rapidly, you know, rapidly developing since that military relationship was brought back online.
The South Pacific is often seen as Australia's patch and New Zealand's patch, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Could this move be seen as a counter to Chinese influence in the region, and in particular in Fiji, which we know has sort of been steadily increasing?
I'd be reluctant to posit it in that quite that direct way. I mean, because I think New Zealand does see China as an important partner in the South Pacific as much as anything else. China and New Zealand have worked together, for example, on Cook Islands water projects. So I don't think New Zealand sees its job as keeping China out. But at the same time, New Zealand and Australia would be concerned if Fiji had, developed a series of relationships that shut them out. They want to be part of that relationship, and I think they, you know, New Zealand would see itself as another smaller country, obviously not as small as Fiji, but significantly smaller than some of Fiji's other partners that understand some of Fiji's concerns. And New Zealand itself has a very large maritime estate, which is a challenge for it to completely keep an eye on at times. And I think that if you think about the way that New Zealand and Australia were very early and significant responders to Cyclone Winston, that was a further sign of that. Some of the older patterns of relations have returned. I don't think Wellington or Canberra think that they can have the South Pacific's their lake these days. That sort of logic doesn't apply, partly because I think for both New Zealand and Australia, encouraging Pacific Island countries to develop their wider economic contacts, including with the booming economies of Asia, is seen as an important part of these countries' development.